Carmel.
Okay, two, one, go.
You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm Priscilla Leona, and you are listening to the most informative show in entertainment. If you want to know how to get into entertainment, this is the show that you want to listen to, because we are teaching you how to get from Chickasha, Kansas, all the way to LA, so you can become a star. And we have a star today on the rise. She is just a hop, skip, and a jump from me being in a music video with her. Her name is Chelsea Amada, also known as Chelsea E, from Los Angeles. And what I want you to do right now is to go to her website and pull her up. It's ChelseaAmada.com, ChelseaEmata.com. And you can check her out. And boys, you just better calm down, because you're going to be looking at some hot stuff when that website comes up. I just hope it loads. There's a lot of stuff on there. And you want to check out her her links, because I want you to listen to her music, and I'd love for you guys to call in and ask her questions. She is open to all questions. And then at the end, she is going to choose one person to be invited to the special RSVP party that's happening on June 25th. It is her CD release party. She's dropping it hot. It's Green Light Girl, and you want to have it on your iPod. Buy it at iPhones, and you can also buy it directly on her website. So believe me, this girl is hot, happening, sexy. She is sizzling, and it comes out in her music. And when you check those videos out, she's got a hot, sexy video on there. So I wouldn't go watching it with your girlfriends if I were you. And we're going to talk to her in a minute. But first, I want to spotlight a couple people. One, you definitely, if you want horrors and frights and you want to know what's going on in the horror world, you want to check out horrorchannel.com. They have all of the latest news and updates, everything that you need for your frights and delights, if you get delighted from fright. Some people do. Also want to spotlight Hollywood OS. Remember I told you, call David at Hollywood OS if you want to get started in entertainment, you want to do background work. Hollywood OS is the place to go. They have a book, which I live by. I call it my little Bible. It's called Extra Work for Brain Surgeons. Everything, the guide to success in Hollywood, and this has everything that you need to know if you're coming to LA to start your business. Lastly, I want to spotlight Alan Bryant, our lovely little actor in Dallas, Texas. He is a specialty actor. He is an actor that is of Cherokee Indian descent, and he is hot in Dallas. He just, I think he just landed a part, or he's going to be doing a documentary called Real Engine, R-E-E-L-I-N-J-U-N. You can check that out on YouTube. And I don't know when that's happening. I'll get back to you on that. But Alan Bryant, if you want, I know a lot of production is going on in the Dallas, Texas area. So if you need a real Cherokee Indian, someone that is really hot, sexy, boy, a good-looking Indian guy, you definitely want to call Alan Bryant. And you can check him out on MySpace. It's myspace.com/, and it's an Indian word, and I'm going to try to pronounce it. It's Wahali Wea, and that's W-E-H-A-L-I_WAYA. I think it means hello, but it could mean something dirty. Not sure. Yeah, he's great. Love him. And we love you, Alan, and we hope you get some more future parts, so keep us updated. Lastly, photography. You're coming to LA, you need a headshot. You can't do anything in this town without a headshot. And who do you want to go to? Carrie Cavalier Photography. That's Carrie Cavalier. Actually, it's cavalierphotography.com. C-A-V-A-L-I-E-R photography.com. She is really good. She's a celebrity photographer. She did David Hasselhoff. She's done so many celebrities, I can't remember right now. But check her out. She has really good rates, and she has a special rate just for you if you say that you heard her on Question Reality. Say, Priscilla said you're going to give me a discount. What are you going to give me? And she will give you a nice price. So, without further ado, we are going to hear from the hot, sexy Chelsea Amato. Welcome, Chelsea.
Hi.
Oh, Lord. Did you hear that? Hear that, boy? She's already getting started in here.
Wow, Priscilla. Yeah, you know.
So, Chelsea, my God, I haven't seen you in a while. But
I know, it's been ages.
Hear your name everywhere now.
Oh, let's hope.
And also see you. I forgot to tell you, Miss Chelsea Amato was just on. Do you like to go by Chelsea E now?
I like Chelsea E because many people can't pronounce Amato.
That's good. So it's like Sheila, you know, Sheila E, but not really. So
that's
Chelsea
right.
E, right?
Yeah.
So not only have I heard about you, but I happened to be flipping the station one night.
Yes.
And I said, who the hell's that hot chick? That looks like Chelsea. Thank God it was on TiVo. TiVo'd it back, and mm-hmm. there you are. For an upcoming episode of Paradise Hotel 2.
Yes, that was me. Oh, yeah. No, Mom.
And that's the first thing I said to Albert. I said, I wonder if Chelsea's mother knows she's going to be on Paradise Hotel.
I know. You got to, you know, shut your kids' eyes, you know, and Mom and Dad don't watch.
Well, you know, I hadn't watched it the first season, but because you were on it, I watched it. Mm-hmm. And now I'm actually going to look, I'm looking forward to Paradise Hotel 3.
It's addictive, actually.
Really? Yeah, I had no interest the first time, but mm-hmm. because you were on it, so I'm sure a lot of people felt that way with you being on it. Mm-hmm. And I thought you really added a lot of spice to that show. Tell us how you came to be on Paradise Hotel.
Well, like you said, you know, you got to pay your dues. Audition. Mm-hmm. And I auditioned for a part, and one of the producers, the executive producers of the show, knew me from something I auditioned for before, and they needed an Asian girl. They uh-huh. needed the quote-unquote token Asian girl uh-huh. for the show, and, whoa, I'm Asian. And so, uh-huh. you know, I went in there, and they're like, you're perfect for the part. And so I went in there, and it was a lot of fun. Unfortunately, I didn't win. And but hey, you know,
but you stirred the pot.
I started the first controversial thing going
you
on. Yeah,
did you were so fun. I mean, you added so much life, and it was just everybody added their own little thing to the mix. So it was really great watching mm-hmm. all the characters. Everybody brought something. You mm-hmm. just by the end of the show, you just knew who they were, the mm-hmm. characters, etc. So are you're on the reunion show?
Yes. So
is that, we don't know if that's coming up. It's on Fox Reality.
It's on Fox Reality. You can actually go online, foxreality.com/ph2 to get the schedule. But we just shot the reunion show, and it was a lot of fun, and met all the people and the winner and a really hot cast, you know.
Yeah,
so
they were.
I know. I even had my sister and a girlfriend in the studio audience, and they were part of the fun. So
she was.
Yeah, she was there.
And what is your sister's name?
Carmel.
Carmel. Oh my goodness. Now see, they got some hot names in that family. Chelsea, Carmel. Men just love these names. Now you, because of Paradise 2, I think, what's happening June 25th?
Oh, right. June 25th, well, you know, as you mentioned, I'm a recording artist. I have my record launching, my record coming out.
Green Light Girl!
Green Light Girl!
Is that sort of like a Holla Girl?
It's kind of naughty, oh. hun. Actually,
what does that mean? Did you choose that name, or was that chosen by the producer?
It's the funniest thing how I came up with that. It's, okay, so the producer and I were in the studio one day. Mm-hmm. And we're like, we need to come up with a song. I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm like, what? Let's think. And we were thinking for a long time. And then I'm like, God, it's got to be something really, you know, I don't know, something like, I don't know, Green Light Girl. And he's like, that's it. I was like, oh, okay. And then that became the album title, and it became one of the tracks on my record. And
well, it's just amazing. You just come up brilliant. It just seeps out of you, Chelsea, everywhere you go. Now, a lot of people are going to wonder, because this is an informative entertainment show, can
right.
you tell the audience mm-hmm. how you went from A to where you are now, and what they need to do to get to where you are?
Well, pretty much like in any business, it's about paying your dues. Mm-hmm. And you know, there are a lot of changes going on in the industry, especially in the music industry. You know, major record companies aren't signing new talent so easily now, not like they used to.
And why is that, do you think?
Well, I mean, we're more advanced technologically now, so a lot of people have the ability to download music on their own without having to buy music, and a lot less people are actually buying records now physically. So unless, you know, you have something really special to offer, and like, for example, if the CD had like a, you know, if you bought the actual CD, there's like a hologram in it or something cool like that. Uh-huh. So, you know, things are a little bit more complicated. People are getting a little smarter. They want to just, like, for example, they want to do their own thing and reach the artist on a more personal level.
Mm-hmm. So what do you do if you want to be at your level? What does one do if they don't have that fallback of, oh, I need to get a record exec to come see me? I mean, is that still the norm to try to get a record exec to come to your show? Or
absolutely. I mean, it's all about networking. As you know, mm-hmm. Priscilla, since we've known each other for years, mm-hmm. I've been performing the circuit for ages. So I've been singing since I was 8. And when I moved to L.A. from the Philippines, I went to performing arts middle school. And then I attended a performing arts high school. Then I joined a music group called SX4. And I did that through audition. And from that point on, so basically, you got to pay your dues. And what I mean by that is just audition, network with as many people in the industry as you can, attend functions, attend music seminars. And if you're going to be a singer, you know what you got to do? Sing. So if you're good enough and you have a good enough product and you get enough people to know about it, you know, use your contacts like you, Priscilla. Aww. You know, get it to be publicized and get enough people to talk about it, you're bound to, like, you know, make some kind of traction. And that's really what it is. You gotta do it.
Right.
Yes.
So with you, so you're an independent artist. Mm-hmm. Is it still your goal to be, I guess, connected or discovered, for lack of a better word, at a major label? Or what are major labels doing with independent artists? Do they actually ask them to come aboard, or do they do it a different way now?
Nowadays, what they do is if they're an independent artist has shown some kind of level of success, they kind of take them on also. Mm-hmm. And you can kind of partner up. And with that, it's even better, because then you have more control over your stuff. If you're like a little guy no one's ever heard of, and then you get a major label to sign you on, they might not even play your music, or they might not even, you won't get the deal you deserve.
And
or
at least you're stuck with them, right?
Yeah, or the deal that you'd like that'll help you pay your bills, you know?
Right.
So there are a lot of examples out there of artists like myself who sell their own music online through shows, market themselves, and they make a great living. Because you know right. what? Hey, they don't have to pay a middleman. It's all about them.
Right.
And so, yeah.
What are the record labels considering a level of success before they say, hey, you know, we got to go, we want to take Chelsea on. We want to back her. We want to totally back her and take mm-hmm. her on tour. What do they consider now?
Well, it all depends.
Before
there's no
you could sing, you right. sang well, and you had a little fan base. What
exactly.
are they looking for now?
It's actually roughly the same. You got to have a fan base for sure. Like, mm-hmm. let's say I live in Sherman Oaks, right? So let's say everybody in Sherman Oaks knows Chelsea.
Uh-huh.
And let's start with that. So everybody in Sherman Oaks knows Chelsea, and you know, she has a lot of friends on MySpace, like, you know, 200,000 friends on MySpace, and she has like she sold, you know, 20,000 digital downloads from iTunes, whatever. That might actually, or even more, that'll start to attract like Sony or something like that, or Interscope. But at this point, until you gain that kind of momentum, and then, you know, then you should probably just, it's kind of like building your portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
You want to build your portfolio first, and then you can say, hey guys, check this out, why don't you fund me, or why don't you, you know, join the club?
Do they have a way, the major record labels, do they have a way to actually gauge how many sales?
Oh, yeah.
How do they do that?
Well, there's this thing called SoundScan, and that's the, that you know how when you buy a CD,
yeah.
there's like a little bar on the side,
mm-hmm.
barcode?
Mm-hmm.
That barcode tracks down how many of those things you sell. And so if you're part of SoundScan, it'll get tracked in the Billboard charts. And so, yeah. basically you want to do that. That's
so,
how they
so SoundScan is a website where anyone can sign up. Do you pay a fee? Or?
You do have to pay a fee. To buy a barcode, you have to purchase a barcode. It's from SoundScan. You can go soundscan.com. Mm-hmm. Now, that barcode, once you buy it, it's yours for life. And you can have you can sell CDs, other things.
Wow.
Not just – anyway – once you buy that seven
hats,
sure,
anything?
It's your own little store.
Wow!
But I mean, as far as music, it only tracks music, and that barcode is $750. But for life, it's yours for life.
Wow! Right. That is so great for the audience to know. A lot of people email and ask me that question, and I say the next time I have a music guest on, I'm going to ask that question.
But that's so, like the first thing you need to get.
That's great. Yeah. So they're able to track this. So a record label would be able to go to SoundScan, and they would use a password, or how would what is it? Just
well, you would have it. You would have the sales report on your own. You would have it. So you would
provide that.
Yeah, you would provide that. Yeah.
Wow. So they go by that. They go by, of course, you know, you got to have a look, which, you know, try. And again, Chelsea is one of the gifted ones, but we don't all have to look as good as Chelsea. You can be doing your own thing. It really does come down to the music, ultimately.
Right.
And do people like it?
You know, actually, there are artists out there who have a very strange look.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It matches their music.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Maybe someone with like a big headdress or something like that, but their music is kind of eclectic.
Right. And it's so important, again, with the brand. Every week I tell people, you got to find your brand. A lot of people try to sing music, which is outside the norm for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they do that for years. Just because you like rock and roll doesn't mean that you can sing it.
Right. That's not the voice.
Yeah. And a lot of people want to do it. You might have a 50s vocal style, but that you want to, actually that would work with rock and roll. But it'd be old time rock and roll, right? Yeah. And so you just have to find your style, find your brand, and what works with you. And what else would you say that has gotten you to this level of success?
Well, I definitely have to, I want to bring back what you just said as far as finding your sound and your style and your brand. One of the things many artists who are just starting struggle with is finding out what niche they're going to be and what their style is going to be.
Right.
And so being a Filipino American, for example, and there, as you can see, there hasn't really been a mainstream Filipino artist that's broken.
That's so true, and you're going to be the first.
Oh, yay. Let's hope.
And why, you know, that has been a question on my mind, because I get so perturbed with why that hasn't happened, because I think that there's just three dominant cultures in America that have really had success. And I hear so many, because I go to a lot of Filipino functions, these people are singers. They're like naturally gifted singers, and they're naturally gifted performers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, why is it has a Filipino American not even a Filipino American, even from the Philippines directly, or a Chinese person or a Japanese person,
so why
Asian per se, why have they not gotten that level of success? You have a pulse on the record industry. Why do you think that is?
Well, like you said, the record industry is a business, and even though it's the music business, and maybe an artist is phenomenal.
Chelsea, I'm going to interrupt you. We have a caller on the line. I'm going to take that call, but we're going to get back to that because I want to address that issue. Hi, caller. You're on the line with Chelsea E.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Is this Chelsea E?
Yes, this is Chelsea.
Hi, this is Abby Erebor.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Well, I'm just calling. I want to ask you, what singers inspired you while you were growing up?
Wow. Oh, where should I start? I started singing when I was 8, and I grew up loving, like, musical theater, and I started off liking Barbra Streisand.
Ooh.
And then went to Whitney Houston and then Mariah Carey. And, you know, I think a lot of singers say that, though. But I grew up liking them. Oh, but then I love Ella Fitzgerald,
Sarah
Etta
Vaughan.
James, Billie Holiday. I have a pretty eclectic interest in music.
Wow, nice. Cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, caller. Wow, yeah, I guess you have, because it's reflected. it's reflected in your music. You do have a lot of vocal styles.
And, right, right.
So that also can help you, again, gauge where you fit in the music world, because if that's if those vocal styles impress you, mm-hmm. then they're the styles that you might want to try out.
Right.
So let's get back to what you were saying. Why don't you tell us what your idea, why you think we haven't had more Asian Americans break through, and what can we do to change that?
Yes, we need unlike Obama. We need change.
Yeah. Yes.
We need. If I can't be a singer, I want to run for president.
That's right.
No, but in all seriousness, what's it called? The thing is, the music industry, like, it's a business. It's a business, and maybe an Asian artist is a, you know, very talented, vocally gifted, so on and so forth, physically attractive, but they're not approaching it as a business, you know, because a lot of people who haven't really been in the industry that long, or who just moved here from, say, you know, Ohio or something far away, they think that, you know, oh, I'm going to be a star, right? And that's beautiful. It's a great thing. But you got to realize that you got to treat it like it's a business. You got to treat, okay, so I got to have my package. I got to have my my sound scan. I have to sell it. You know, I have to market it. It's a product, and you're a company. And that's the only way you can really gain any traction nowadays with this kind of business. And so a lot of them don't do that. I think that's probably why.
I think you just hit on something that mm-hmm. I actually have been saying. It is true. I think that a lot of cultures that come here that are Asian, along with other cultures, they tend to cloister together. They tend to just stay in their own communities, and they have a level of success in that community. For example, I know in the Filipino community, Florence Aguilar is huge, mm-hmm. and what's the other the guy that you played with? There's Florence Aguilar. Who are some Filipino stars? Like, in the Philippines, they're huge. They're, like, equivalent to...
Oh, Regine Velasquez.
Okay.
Okay. Who else? Leia Salonga.
Leia Salonga. Now, we'd know Leia Salonga, hopefully, because she was in Miss Saigon. So.
That's right.
But they're so huge in their own...
Their home country.
In their own home country. When they come here... Now, I know, for mm-hmm. example, Florence Aguilar, Albert has played for her, and she's huge. She can draw mm-hmm. a huge crowd, but it's Filipino only. Mm-hmm. And I think that they are just staying within their community mm-hmm. rather than breaking out.
Branching out,
and
right.
why do you feel that is? Is that a cultural thing, or is that something where they just don't want to do that? They just want to stay within?
Well, it's also possible that they're doing really well with
their
own community.
And they are.
So, hey, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it kind of thing, right?
That's true.
But I guess if you're thinking about branching off into a like a global scale, like we're talking, like, you know, to be a Asian Britney Spears, or when Britney Spears was really big, or an Asian or Filipino Mariah Carey, right. or whatever. So you're asking,
or Madonna,
and heck, you know what, she's my idol.
Me
I love
too.
Her
love
yeah
Madonna.
She's the bomb, you know. Okay, so how do we get a Filipino American Madonna? And that's a question, right? Well, frankly, the reason why I don't think we've...
Chelsea, we mm-hmm. got another call. Oh. Hold on. We got a caller on the air. My God, Chelsea's hot today. Yes, caller, you're on with Chelsea E.
Hi, Chelsea. This is Paulette Horton. I have a question for you.
Okay.
Being a girl of an entertainer of color, was it difficult for you to get into the business?
Oh, absolutely. Your color, or at least my color, for example, did play a part as far as making it difficult. I'm Filipino, as I mentioned, and I started off being in a music group. We started off in SX4, and in fact, we got three record. We got a deal with BMG and all that stuff. But before that, when we started, we auditioned for, I'm not going to say his name, but a really, really well-known producer. I'm not going to say his name, but he told me, told the four of us, you know, I'm going to be honest with you guys. You know, I don't think the Asian thing is going to work because you're Asian, but you guys can sing. But, you know, Chelsea, you're pretty hot, so if you want to come on over, you know, then maybe I'll cut some tracks with you anyway. So, I know. And then...
I wish we could say his name.
I know. And you know what? I love saying this, but, like, I think he went out of business the following year, or his company, or his recording studio went down or whatever, so I believe in karma. Mm-hmm. But, definitely... you know, that's a thing, you know, because there hasn't been an Asian American artist out there yet. A lot of the major record companies really don't know how well that would do and how the American people would take it, and so they really don't want to bank on a project that hasn't proven itself yet. And I'm in that category, and so it's to answer your question, yes. For a person of my ethnic background, it hasn't been, you know, a breeze.
Wow. Well, good luck. I listened to some of your music, and it's really incredible. You're really a hot performer. So
thank you so much, Paulette.
Hang in there.
I appreciate
that. Thank you, Paulette.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So as we were saying, where were we, Chelsea?
Oh, right. So we were talking about...
We were talking about how the Asian culture is breaking in. So not only Filipino, and the thing is that we need to somehow get it across to the record labels and the powers that be that this country is now becoming populated with a lot of Asian people.
There's a lot of us.
Filipino, Chinese, Japanese, and they are very talented. I mean, I've never met a person who is Asian who is not a hard worker and puts 100%
in. That's another thing.
In.
We are. You would
so
think.
So why would the record labels not want to invest in hardworking people?
Well, you know, maybe it just hasn't hit them.
Well,
you know,
I want to know what your plan is. You are obviously taking that role on. Mm-hmm. What is your plan to change that role in society, in the musical society?
And
what are you going to do?
Well...
Because you're going to be the first, so what are you going to do?
You know, in fairness, I'm not going to say I am the first. There are a lot of Asian artists out there who, but not so much like I'm trying to be on the forefront. Like I know, for example, Apple from Black Eyed Peas, he's Filipino, and Black Eyed Peas is a huge band, a huge music group, and he was a part of that group. And
I heard that. I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's one. I mean, I'm giving you examples, and there are a lot out there who are, you know, there are some Filipinos in American Idol right now. So,
yes. Who
really
was that?
Good too.
What is her name? My goodness. No, that was Jasmine Trias. That was a couple
that
years
was,
ago.
Yeah, exactly. So.
And I'm thinking Myrna, but that's Paradise Hotel too.
There's another Filipino. Yeah. She's, you know, she's, I invited her, huh?
Mabuhay.
Oh, yeah, Ramiel Mabuhay. I hope I'm butchering her last name, but on American, on American Idol.
Oh.
Absolutely. And she got to the top 10, so yes,
yeah, so
Ramiel.
More power. Yeah, Ramiel, yeah.
So I think they are actually moving at a slower pace.
Exactly.
Oh, we have another caller. Hi, caller. We are on the air with Chelsea E.
Princess!
Hello.
Hi, princess.
Hi.
I'm from Placentia.
Hi. Hello, how are you?
I'm sorry. Hi.
Hi.
It's so loud in my house. Anyway, I just want to say I'm a total big fan, and I saw you at Paradise Island, and I'm really happy that you get eliminated first. So what do you think about that?
Why is that?
How do you feel about being eliminated in the first round?
You know what?
She feels good because at least she was on television. That's more than what some of us are on.
No, you know what it is? It's funny because my family, they were all praying that I leave the show because they don't want to see me kissing boys and being all sexy on TV. You know, I am Filipino.
Right.
We're all very conservative. And so, right? And so, well, you know what's funny? I feel bad because I didn't win the money. How about that? I would have, that. But then I, at the same time, you know, it was kind of sexy, a little too sexy. So, you know, a lot of my family, they're like, okay, so I'm glad that you're off. But you looked hot.
That's right. And you look very beautiful in that show, and you still are to this day. And we love you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, caller. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow. Paradise Island you were on. Is that sort of like the season that's an offshoot of Fantasy Island?
That's right.
So as we were saying, how do you plan on becoming the next pop star of equal status? What's your goal? Because as you said, mm-hmm. we are a business. So what's your business plan?
Well,
what are you doing to make that happen?
Here's a crazy, it's a really crazy plan that no one's ever thought of. Since I'm a singer,
yeah,
I'm going to sing.
You're going to sing your way to pop star status.
Yeah, well, you know.
Question that would relate to more of who do you have in your camp helping you? Mm-hmm. Do you have a talent manager? Who do you have in your camp that's going to help you? Because you can't do it all by yourself. Hold on, we got another call. Hi, you are on the air with Chelsea E.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. This is Frank from Chatsworth. How are you doing?
Yes. Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm just swell. Thank you very much. So, listen. I was. I understand that you have your own. I've got to turn on my radio here. I understand that you have your own, you know, distribution apparatus for your records and stuff.
Yes, I do.
And I was wondering, what would a major label have to offer you in order for you to change that?
Well, basically, it doesn't even have to be a major label. A lot of artists think that, oh, I need to be with a major label to get to gain any movement. Another independent label with, I guess, some kind of funding would be good, because it's always money. Money helps.
Yeah, money's good.
Money's good, so hey, you got that? You know, we can talk. Let's negotiate. But you're right, as far as having an independent, I mean, having your own company, which I do have, I'm able to, whatever income I earn, it's all me, baby. That's good. So, yeah.
Cool. Most cool indeed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but definitely. That would be, I'm open to negotiation anyway, so.
Well, Frank, do you have any more questions?
No, sorry, that was the whole, that was my whole trip.
So I guess it comes down, Frank, to just money. The good old American buck would get her. So if you want to open your own record label, Chelsea, if you have the funding, Chelsea's ready to skip her own label and go with yours, Frank.
Yeah, I'm going to call a few investors and see what I can whip up for you guys.
Sounds like a plan.
Sounds good, Frank. Get back to us on that, all right? Chelsea's
why don't you come to my party?
Yeah. Oh, is he the winner?
I don't know.
Why don't we say Frank's the winner?
Yeah, Frank, you should come to my party on the 25th.
Wow, that was easy.
Yeah, see?
We said someone was going to win, and you know what? We'll open it. We'll let somebody else come. Frank, but you have an offer. Why don't you tell Frank what he's won, Chelsea? She's now on The Price is Right.
Well, Frank from Chatsworth, you won RSVP, a free VIP ticket to my party, which is at Opera in Hollywood.
Where is it? Where is it going to be?
It's at Opera in Hollywood.
Where is that, on Sunset, or where is that?
Where is it? Oh, my sister knows.
So we don't know where that is, but if you email me, I'm sure that we will be able to get you an address. But if you Google it, Opera.
Oh, it's on Schrader in Hollywood.
Schrader
yeah.
on Hollywood. We should know that, and we're sorry, Frank. But
we should put that in the show notes.
Yeah, we should. Actually, Chelsea, you should probably have that on your website, maybe.
Yeah, I'll put it up.
Chelsea's going to put that on the website, and we'll look that up for you, Frank. And if you email me, I will have the address, but you are officially invited. What time does that start?
10:30.
10:30? People are going to bed at 10:30. Yeah. See the
Priscilla,
music
don't
world,
you know
Frank?
The parties doesn't even get started till 11:30.
Yeah, that's the music industry. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's on the East Coast, honey. I didn't think that's in the 80s stuff gets started at 10:30. I haven't gone. I used to actually, Frank, get ready to go out and party at midnight. I was just getting started. But, you know, after 30, it's like, oh, God, 10:30, I'm ready to go to bed. But, Frank, I'm sure that you'll make it. To see Chelsea.
Oh, I'll be there.
Okay, you better say hi to me.
I promise.
Okay, well, thank you for calling.
Thank you, Frank.
Bye.
Yeah, we should have. we should really have that information for opera. So you know what? If anybody wants to look that up, it's opera nightclub, opera restaurant.
You know, I'll get Carmel to go get that right now.
Yeah, Carmel's gonna run into the break room and look that up on the internet. She's gonna Google it. We're gonna get back to you because we definitely want you to come. Mm-hmm. The CD. I was hoping, you know, it's my fault. I meant to tell Chelsea to send me a clip because I really wanted to play a clip
of the CD, though.
You have the CD with you?
Yeah.
Do we know how to do that? Actually, we've never done that before, but I don't want to mess Sam's whole setup here. We'll try that, but if not, go to chelseaamada.com. But it's still I keep typing in Chelsea Amada.
You can do
still
both. Comes
out. Okay, but chelseae.com, and what is the page with the songs on it? What
you
is
know,
the title?
If you want, I mean, because everybody
it starts right away, doesn't it?
Yeah, it starts up right away. But if you want, people can just. My songs are up on iTunes now.
They are?
Yeah.
And we want them to be bought so we can get the little sound scan thing,
right? Yeah.
So, okay, so people are going to go iTunes.com. What do they do next?
They type in Chelsea E.
Chelsea
and
E.
You can buy the...
Chelsea
E. Yeah. And frankly, I'm selling the... They sell on iTunes less than I do, so you can...
They do?
Yeah, so you can get a better deal
can
buying it from
buy
iTunes.
Can they buy the singles?
Yes, you
they can.
They can
buy the singles. Mm-hmm. So they just type you in and then you'll come up and then they can purchase it directly.
Oh yeah.
Now do you on your MySpace page a lot of people are selling their songs with that new hot cool snow cap. Do you mm-hmm. have that on your website?
I do have snow cap, yes. Okay. On my MySpace page.
Okay. So preferably go to iTunes so she can get some credit. But if you happen to be on iSpace and you
MySpace.
Want in my, what did I say?
You iSpace said iSpace Priscilla, you gotta get with it. You gotta get with it, girl.
if you're on MySpace,
we'll come up with our new website. It'll be iSpace.
Oh, you know what? That is a great idea.
That'll be our own
space. Oh, God, somebody's going to steal that. I'm
okay,
going to go
see,
home
I can't
and register
believe,
that right
You know,
right
people
now.
Heard that. You know, you don't want to talk about your idea until you patent it.
No. Oh, gosh. Well, you know, I'm very upset because back in the day when I was deciding what I wanted to call everything that I do, and it was based on Albert's song. He wrote a song called Question Reality.
Oh, that was that's an awesome title.
It's a gorgeous song. It really is. And I went to GoDaddy.com mm-hmm. and it was it was the first year GoDaddy was up, and they were selling the website domain names for like $3, and I was going to get questionreality.com, and that was $10, and then I saw questionreality.us for $3, and I decided to go with questionreality.us for United States because everybody had .com. Now I cannot get questionreality.com.
Wow.
Buy domain has it, and minimum is a bid. You have to bid for it for $688.
Wow.
So if anybody wants buy that for me, Chelsea may possibly do a double date. If you buy me the questionreality.com, we'll have to bribe her, though.
I
can't
know.
Guarantee
She's
her that.
Pimping me out.
Me and Albert have to come with you, though.
Oh, that's right.
But we were talking about breaking into the business. So far, you have just done a phenomenal job. I think we were talking about the people in your camp.
Oh,
who
that's
do you
right.
want to give some recognition for getting you to the point where you are?
Well, definitely, I have a strong team.
Who is your team?
You know,
who is Team Chelsea?
Oh, Team Chelsea. Wow. Okay, go Chelsea.
Yeah.
Well, one of the people I definitely have to mention is Jim James. A name you see on my website, a name that's been with me for, I don't remember, many, 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 many years,
mm-hmm.
since the SX4 days, since uh-huh. I was in that music group. He managed the group. And now he's a very strong, integral part of my team. He makes me look so hot. He does all the retouching in my pictures.
He does.
Helps with the business planning. He kind of keeps me motivated. And definitely Jim Janes and gifted Marvel. He did all the Marvel comics designs, and he was the comic book artist for that. And I think a lot of people would know that. And so, I'm going to have a lot of my artwork is going to be, I'm going to look like a, I'm going to be a comic book, a superhero too. Ah! That's coming out, so stay tuned on my website.
Oh, great.
I'm going to have a cartoon, and it's an action video, and it's, he designed it, so.
I love it. Well, you know, you now have a green, the website. Your website's always dominant one
See,
color.
Green for
I'm
color
still,
of
I'm
money.
I'm still loving that purple. That purple one was so hot. I love
I know,
the purple
that was
website.
Very sultry.
It was everybody who would refer to that website, they'd say, "Oh my God, that's a fabulous website! It was really well done. I loved it."
But that doesn't go with the new album.
But that doesn't go with the green light girl. But this one's very green. Did you design? That's a weird question. Green light girl, did you come up with that after you had the website or before?
Oh, okay. I came up with the idea of green light girl. My producer, Paul Anthony, and I came up with green light girl first. And let me explain what green light girl means first.
Yes, let's do that.
Green light girl means, okay, I am a green light girl, but this song was
what
actually.
What does that mean? You say you're a green light. You know, we're old here. Not everybody is young. Like, I still don't know what MILF means, but I don't know what that is. So tell
my mom's a MILF.
What is a MILF? What does that mean? MILF. What's that mean?
Mom, I'd like to be friends with.
Be friends with. Doesn't that right. mean a naughty?
It's a naughty
it's
friend.
A naughty friend.
It's
okay.
A naughty friend. Yeah.
All right. So what's a green light girl? Is that like a holla back girl?
Well, I just came up with the title and I came up with the term because I don't know, you know, talk radio. Have you heard of this talk show host named Tom Likas?
Yes. Oh, you. Wait a minute.
Are you
going
to get mad at me for so long?
Wait a minute. We're ready to throw Chelsea out. The interview has officially ended. Oh, if you tell me you're a Tom Likas fan, all of you are going out right now. Where's my electrical prod?
Oh, no.
I cannot stand that man.
I know. Oh, okay.
He is so degrading to females. And
he is.
He is the most degrading man. And it's because he is bitter and sour. And he has the audacity to make fun of women who are fat. And he looks like a baby piglet on a spit. He looks like he should be hauled up and chopped off for a bit of, you know.
So are you saying, so you have strong opinions?
Don't get me started. I have some strong opinions.
So I don't know. Priscilla, do you have strong opinions of this person?
Yes, I do.
I would never have guessed.
All right. So are you a Tom Likas fan or what?
You know, I hate to say it, but no. He's funny. Okay, so anyhow.
At the expense of females.
I know.
Okay,
well, no, but then I understand why.
We're going to come back for a debate.
Yes, we should. You know,
we're going to come back on a debate. But
no,
go ahead.
I understand where you're coming from as far as what
he is right
is
on
very
some,
distasteful.
I do agree with him on some issues because girls do get pregnant. And
even Priscilla agrees on certain.
I do. When he's right, he's right. Mm-hmm. But he does most of the degrading for entertainment purposes.
Right.
But there
that's
are a
true.
Lot of things that he does say that I do agree with. And Albert. Is a Tom Likas.
See,
that's the
even
only
Albert
reason.
Is a Tom Likas. My sister is a Tom Likas listener.
Oh my God. You know, he forces me to listen to him and I get migraines.
But you still listen?
I don't. I just put little, you know, I just hold my ears until I'm out of the car. But
right.
I do happen to get some sort. But he is right sometimes. So go ahead.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. So I've been a Tom Likas listener and, you know, I was like, wow, this guy has he says it. He has a very strong point. You know, women are all, you know, gold diggers and users and guys need to, you know, I don't think that, I mean, that's obviously extreme, but what my song Green Light Girl is about is based on his teachings. And what it is it's a song that gives younger guys pointers on how to, you know, meet and date hot chicks. Yeah.
There's silence that befalls my station now. I have not listened to Green Light Girl, obviously, because if it says anything,
it doesn't
like
say.
That, what
but
is
it keeps
what are
it
some
clean.
Of the lyrics?
Okay, but it see it's a good. It really is a good.
I'll
message.
Be the judge of that okay. for myself. Go ahead. What is some of the, what are some of the lyrics for Green Light Girl?
So the, okay,
that would give you a point pointer to date hot chicks.
Let me see.
Or why don't you sing it?
Okay.
Yeah. Since we can't figure out how to put your CD in.
Okay, so the second verse, for example, It isn't complicated if you follow these rules. There is a yes for every man who's got the right tools. Don't be too nice and waste your dime, 'cause green light girls will give you time. 2 minutes in, that's when we know whether to play or up and go. If you ain't a bad boy, I might be a sad boy. If you ain't bad, this is a lesson to gain the affections. You ain't had a green light, girl.
Woo! Now, see, that sounds, you can, yes, see, Chelsea is a total singer. You, perfection in her voice.
Oh.
Perfection. I love it. And for you to be able to do that, you know, with no music, you are gifted. A lot of people actually need music, you know, who are.
Right.
I have interviewed people who are artists, recording mm-hmm. artists, and they actually can't do it unless they have a beat. So,
right.
That sounds really good.
See, my point was.
So I was trying to understand.
So
a green light girl.
A green light girl is a girl who will give you the green light, who will say yes to you.
If you what?
If you act, if you have confidence, if you be yourself, you don't have to spend money, you don't have to spend and waste your dime. Because if a girl really likes you, she'll go out with you. But if you're too nice and too, like, you know, quote unquote Poindexterish, mm-hmm. and you basically, you kind of have no opinion, you just do, you bow down to the girl. If you ain't a bad boy, that's kind of like the phrasing for, you know, you gotta be confident and be yourself and be a guy that knows his stuff, and then that's how you attract the girls. And that's mm-hmm. essentially what Tom Likas says, except he says it, he's really, the way he says it, you gotta have money. Well, you know,
yeah.
Yeah, you gotta do this. But all I'm saying is, if a guy has confidence and he's, you know, sure of himself, you know, he's in a way kind of like a bad boy, because, you know, he's like, look, if you don't like me for who I am, then screw you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the song is about.
But isn't it in the very essence of the woman to change the man? There is no woman on the face of the earth who does. It is the natural instinct. So how do you resolve that?
You know, women are going to be women, and men are going to be men, right?
So it's the whole game of, mm-hmm. well, we know you're going to try to change us, but we're going to tell you no, and then you know.
And
we're
you know we love them for it when they say no.
I don't like that. You might be a little different than me in that area. Because that is just such an argument waiting to happen. That,
you know, because you're such a strong personality. Wait, you're a Scorpio, right?
Yes,
there you go.
Oh, I love you, Tom Scorpio. And you're like the only person I know that's into astrology. Yes.
Oh, I am. I mean, if you watch that episode on Paradise Hotel,
yes.
Some people actually made fun of me. They're like, oh my God, that girl just broke out the whole zodiac sign question.
That, they, you know what? They are ignorant, because do you know, the FBI actually has FBI, CIA, and NSA have incorporated astrology mm-hmm. as a requirement for profiling
really?
Criminals.
Oh,
absolutely.
See? I mean, and it's so accurate. I'm such a Cancer.
Yeah. No. What? So you say, since I'm a Scorpio, that's why I like
yes.
the man. No, why is that?
See, Scorpio people, from what I've read, are very strong, very aggressive, strong in many, 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 you know, fields.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway.
Yes, I don't want someone to tell me no, because it's like, if I say that's the way it is, I have thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
I have thought about it, and it is the right way. But I'm always open to a logical reason as to why it's not way, and I will never argue with logic.
Well, frankly, I think that your personality goes well with a more subdued personality.
Exactly.
I think Albert is more agreeable.
Oh, Albert's fantastic. And, you know, I used to date very strong personalities, because when I was your age, mm-hmm. I was very attracted to.
You want the bad boy?
No, I didn't want the bad boy. They just followed me everywhere I went, because back then I had my Marilyn Monroe figure.
Ooh.
So I had like the boy in every corner. I was a hot chick back in the day. And they were attracted to me, I mm-hmm. guess, because they didn't want
they
the
like
quiet
the gazongas.
Girl. Yeah. Mm.
The gazongas.
The gazongas were happening. I had them hoisted up, honey. But so they like the strong women. I think that it is changing culturally
mm-hmm.
And also as time time goes on, younger guys are finding that they like stronger women. So, is this the whole basis of Greenlight Girl? You talking about? I mean, does it follow that? Does Greenlight Girl, is that the base for all the songs, or are they about different things?
They're about different things. The album Greenlight Girl is a very special album for me because it's a collection of the past 3 years of my life, the memoirs and all my my journal entries from the past few years, my breakups, my situations with my girlfriends, their breakups.
Wow.
And so everything, all the songs there, whether I've written it myself or collaborated with a producer, it's about an experience I've had. And you know, like I told you, I was a Tom Likas listener for a long, long time, so I felt it was, you know, made sense to incorporate him in a song.
Oh my God! She did not just say...
I love you, Priscilla!
She did not just say, listeners, that she incorporated the essence of Tom Likas, my mortal enemy on the radio. And the if I would have known that, we would have had a different guest
oh
today.
My
no, I'm just kidding.
I love you, Priscilla.
No, it's just, I'm sure everybody... Listen, we only got a couple minutes now. Is there anything you want to get across? We got 2 minutes. What do you want to say?
Well.
Oh, we got the information.
Right. Oh, see, my sister, she follows through.
Carmel. Yay. Okay, so Frank, if you're still listening in Chatsworth, you have won the VIP guest spot at Opera. It's at I don't know what this is. Okay, it's 1650 North Schrader, Schrader, in Hollywood. And I don't know what the website address is, but I'm sure that you could find it if you just typed it. What does Opera and Crimson mean?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, we don't know that, but it's opera.
It's a club. It's a really hot club.
Tell us, is there a cover charge or anything? VIP, how are they going to get in?
He needs to email me.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can email me at fanaticproductions@gmail.com.
Yes, email Chelsea and she will, what are you going
to
do?
If you want to come to my show, fanaticproductions@gmail.com, mention, hey, show.
Hey, we won.
Opera.
I won the RSVP position.
But for everyone else who didn't win and you still want to come out, watch, you know, support, watch me perform, there'll be special gift bags for a lot of the people who get there first.
I want a gift bag.
Yeah.
What time does it start?
It starts at 10:30, but you got to be there before 4:10.
Okay.
Carmel, what?
Can we get there at 9?
You should. I mean,
I want my bag. I want my swag bag.
I know. And a lot of the Paradise Hotel guests will be there too, so you can meet them.
Yeah. If you're a Paradise Hotel 2 fan, a lot of them will be there. And Chelsea will be performing, and she's going to be swinging those hips like only Chelsea does. So I want to thank everybody for listening to Chelsea E today. I got to get used to that because I've always known you as Chelsea.
Because you can pronounce it.
I can pronounce the name. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you for having me.
And did you get all your crew in?
I guess so.
James.
Yeah. Frank Boosie. Dan Jenks. I know I'm missing more people. My publicist Mona Loring of MLC Productions and. I'm just kidding. Public relations. My sister,
Carmel.
She's my personal assistant, and I'd lose my head if it wasn't attached to my neck, but she keeps it.
Thank you, Carmel.
Organized.
Okay, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to Question Reality, and we'll see you next week. Thank you so much. And check out Chelsea Amada, chelseae.com. Thank you. Bye.